country man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden and mole boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, 'cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. And we can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
To be my farm. Grew up like my daddy did. My grandpa cleared this land. When I was 5, I walked a fence while grandpa held my hand. Rain on the scarecrow, blood on the plow. This land for the nation.
This land made me proud. Son, I'm just sorry there's no legacy for you now. Rain on the scarecrow, blood on the plow. Rain on the scarecrow, blood on the plow. Crops you grew last summer weren't enough to pay the loan. Couldn't buy the seed to plant this spring, and the farmer's bank foreclosed. Called my old friend Shipman up to auction off the land. He said, John, it's just my job, and I hope you understand. They calling it your job, oh horse, sure don't make it right. If you want me to, I'll say a prayer for your soul tonight. And grandma's on the front porch with a Bible in her hand. Sometimes I hear her singing, take me to the promised land. You take away a man's dignity, you can't work his fields and cows. Blood on the scarecrow, blood on the plow. Blood on the scarecrow. Planted in the cold ash yard, the 97 families who lost 97 farms. I think about my grandpa, my neighbors and my name. It's a nice to feel like dying, like a scarecrow in the rain. Rain on the scarecrow, blood on the plow. This land fed a nation, hey, this land made me proud. Son, I'm just sorry, there's just memories for you now. Rain on the scarecrow, blood on the plow. Rain on the scarecrow, blood on the plow. Rain on the scarecrow, blood on the plow. This land fed a nation, this land made me so proud. Son, I'm sorry, this memory's for you now. Rain on the scarecrow, blood on the plow. Rain on the scarecrow, blood on the plow.
Thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Here, I don't want no handout living and don't want a part of anything they're giving. I'm proud and white and I got a song to sing. Well, I've said a few things and I'll admit it. If you want to get ahead, you got to hump and get it. I'm a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Hump and get it now. I'm a small town boy, been around a little. I like guitars and I like a fiddle, and that's the kind of soul it takes to fan my flame. Well, I'm a blue-eyed Billy, kind of frail and ruddy, so I'll have to work to be somebody. I'm a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. I don't want no handout living and don't want a part of anything they're giving. I'm proud and white and I got a song to sing. Well, I've said a few things and I'll admit it. If you want to get ahead, you got to hump and get it. I'm a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. I'm a white boy looking for a place to do my thing.
Yeah.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way.
Hey, folks. 40 lashes with a wet noodle for Kelso. Sorry to be late for you here. And late for duty, ladies and gentlemen. And here we are at the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. Your host for a little less than 60 minutes tonight, James Kelso. That's me. We'll try to get you on the air at 800-313-9443 if you call in. Let me get my caller board lined up here. I'll be looking at you if you call in, and we'll spend the next few minutes attempting to keep up with the phenomenal Donald John Trump, Big Bad John. Has there ever been a bad day in the Trump era? Not so far. You know, I'll tell you what, though, just start out with a gloomy thought. I'll get the gloomy thought out of the way. There, try to sandwich it with a good thought, a positive thought. You know, I mentioned that this, well, let me mention the date here, first of all. It's October 29th, 2019. And the show's live. If you had any doubts, those were resolved in the last couple minutes. And of course, you're invited to call in at 800-313-9443. I mentioned that the greatest achievement of Donald Trump, the way I see it, his greatest achievement is the creation of the Trump movement. His second greatest achievement is winning the presidency itself. I like to put him in that order because even if he loses in 2020, we're still winning because the Trump movement is still in high gear. Let me get to my negative thought, which is that we patriots are between a rock and a hard place when it comes to, you know, there's a very cogent saying, demography is destiny. Demography being, you know, the makeup of your country, the people, the who of your country. And we're in demographic trouble. Because we've lost control for way too long of who is in our country. And that, folks, there's no more decisive way of losing control than that. Ideas can be changed and reformed. You can stray off into la-la land of stupid ideas, and then you can, like the prodigal son, return and straighten out. But if you lose who you are, there's no coming back. And here's the tough thing, and I want to, that's the bad thought, because we could, well, it comes up when you think about Texas, for example. Texas, you would say to yourself, this should be an absolutely red state. This should be a Trump state, Trump all the way, etc. But you know what? So many people have moved into Texas who aren't Trump people. That it's possible patriots could lose Texas, 38 electoral votes. If Texas goes, hey, you can bend over and kiss your presidential derriere goodbye, because you're not going to see another Republican or patriot president after Texas is lost. Can't happen. You can't lose California, which is gone, New York, which is gone, Illinois, which is gone. Those are your big states. And then add in Texas. Ooh, then all you got left is Florida. But Florida is not a guaranteed Republican or patriot or Trump state either. So that's the gloomy thought. I just want you to kind of emotionally steel yourself for the possibility that come November 3rd, 2020, what was the title of... Ray Bradbury wrote a book. I met Ray Bradbury several times, and I got him to sign every one of his books for me. Is the title Something Wicked This Way Comes? Was the title of one of his books. Something Wicked This Way Comes. What a great title. Well, something wicked is coming. And it may arrive in 2020. And then, now, here's the positive thought. If we have fully imbibed the Donald Trump movement, if we've realized that we're part of not just an electoral victory and a presidential win, but we're part of a movement that could go away. We're part of a movement that, if you make it this way, can't go away. That if we do, in fact, go into outer darkness, if something wicked this way comes, we're going to make it. We'll hang together as a movement. So anyway, all right. So that was I don't know why I've been thinking about that for the last 24 hours on and off. So I just thought I'd share it with you. Now let's go to the font of our great hopefulness, Donald J. Trump. And see what he's got for us here to contemplate. And then we'll also go to Breitbart and other places that give us great encouragement. Let me go there first to Breitbart and see what's at the top of the page. What is there? Well, this is an encouraging thing. Breitbart says the polls indicate that impeachment and or removal of the president is unpopular in battleground states. That's good. That's good. That says winning. And the let's see here. Here's Chuck Schumer, always ready to shed light on any subject. I worry, he says, that Trump might want to shut down. He might want to shut down to distract from impeachment. And, well, here's a Bernie Sanders headline for you. Always want to have one of those. Bounces back in New Hampshire and trounces Biden and Warren. Senator Bernie Sanders, independent of Vermont, appears to be bouncing back both nationally and in key early primary states, retaking the lead in New Hampshire. A University of New Hampshire Survey Center CNN poll indicates. Of course, remember these polls. Anyway, it says here, in New Hampshire, the first primary state to vote, is one of the most desirable states for the presidential hopefuls. And let's see what the survey says. Survey says, New Hampshire, Sanders, 21%, Warren, 18%, Biden, 15%, Buttigieg, 10%, Yang, 5%, Klobuchar, 5%, Tulsi Gabbard, 5%. She took a little bounce up there from that great performance she gave. Tom Steyer, the billionaire, 3%. Kamala Harris, boy, she's dropping like a lead balloon, 3%. Cory Booker, oh, he's sunk beneath the waves at 2%. Beto O'Rourke, 2%. And some other people basically at 0%. So here's another poll. I'll skip that poll. Sanders has made a noticeable effort to combat concerns over his age and health. We'll be right back. Right after this.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big
John. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me,
we're back, folks. And, well, just refreshing my memory of, you know, Ray Bradbury's gone now. He died, boy, a big loss. He died in 2012 in L.A. at the age of 91. And, you know, I'd forgotten this about him. His name, Bradbury, he's descended from one of the Salem witches, Mary Bradbury. And I am also, I'm descended from a Salem witch. And the, well, I'll come back to that later in the show. There's gotta have to, I'm going to have to remember some of my lore there, but that witch trial occurred in 1692. And one of my great-great-great-great-grandmothers was tried as a witch in Salem. And she denied being a witch. And that was, at that time, that was a mistake. It was a very courageous mistake. If you admitted to being a witch, you were let go. People don't know this. But if you denied being a witch, the 17, I think it was 17 people who did that, were hung. One of them was crushed under stones. But they were hung, and one of them was my grandmother, who had already had the son from whom I'm descended, so otherwise I wouldn't be here to bother you about it. And that was a, you know, there have been some sad episodes in American history. There have been some interludes where we did not acquit ourselves well, and the glorious, incredible civilization that Donald Trump has dedicated his life to preserving, to bringing back, actually making America great again, is such a wonderful thing. With these, you know, these lapses, these goofs that we, I like the Salem witch trials. And of course, we're in one of those lapses that we're experiencing right now is named the Democrat Party and the demon rats of today. They are the Salem witch trial of 2019. How many years is that? I mean, this is so much like the Salem witch trials, what little Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi. Okay, let me get my caller board going here. How many of you out there are descended from a Salem witch? I'm looking for my caller board, and it'll appear to me at some point here in the near future. Where did it go? I think I'm looking at it. Maybe I'm not. In any event, if you call in at 800-313-9443, the engineer always makes sure to get my attention and to get you on the air if I don't get in the way. So by all means, do call in. Looking at the headlines, a little Chucky Schumer worrying about the president. Oh, an interesting story. I knew there was something on my mind here. Joe Biden was turned away at Holy Communion at a Catholic church in South Carolina, I think Sunday morning. Wow, that is an interesting story. The controlled press won't cover that. The lamestream media, of course, they'll pretend that never happened. That will go straight into the memory hole. But some people are going to notice, word's going to get around. And why? The priest presiding over that mass objects to Joe Biden's. He did it on principle. Joe Biden is pro-abortion. And of course, that is in direct contradiction to Catholic teaching. So that priest said no. No communion. No, I'm here. Here is the story. And let's see. Let's go to the Catholic News Service rather than CNN. It's going to be a more reliable source for this story. Here it is. Oh, my goodness. They require a subscription to view this content. You rascals, you. Well, we'll have to go to CNN. Yeah, let's do that. I think we got a break going here. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
TalkRite, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRite makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRite today from Google Play or the App Store.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hard to be, any man can be a fool.
We're back, folks.
A man is hard to be.
And we've got a caller, James, in Charlotte. I'm glad you're calling back, James, because I kind of chopped up your thoughts the other day. James, you're on the air.
Yeah, good afternoon, or evening, as it is. Looks like I'm getting to be a regular on your show there.
Yeah, and you know your idea. You know your idea that you mentioned that the Trump administration is rounding up pedophile rings. I hadn't heard that idea, but Alex Jones was putting it out today, and I apologize for chopping up your thought. Maybe this is happening.
Well, I don't know. I hadn't called in about that. I don't know if you had just gotten that. From some other caller, or
oh no, oh, sorry, no, James, I'm sorry, I'm confusing you with another caller that I had who mentioned that subject, and yeah. I kind of cut him off because I thought the story didn't sound well founded. But all right, okay. So James, let's reboot and start over here. What's first and foremost on your mind tonight?
No, what I wanted to do. This is going to be hopefully very simple. I'm going to play a teacher. I was talking to a buddy of mine not long ago, just this past Saturday, in fact, And this phrase, quid pro quo, I mean, you're starting to see it everywhere, you know, dozens or, you know, scores of times every day. And what's going on is it is a deliberate obfuscation and confusion of the real issue here. What they're trying to do, or what the media and the Democrats are trying to do, is to try to put in the mind of the public that quid pro quo, which is Latin, it simply means something for something, this for this, is what it literally means in Latin. And they're trying to put in the mind of the public that in and of itself is a crime, which it is not. What it would be, for instance, if on this phone call that Donald Trump made with the president of Ukraine, Zelensky, for instance, if he had said something like, we're going to hold up commitment of funds and of support, our whole foreign aid package, we're going to hold that up until you wire $10 million into my Swiss bank account. Obviously, that's a bribe. That's a quid pro quo, which would be a bribe, but that's not what it was. It had nothing to do with a bribe or anything that would be impeachable. It was simply a statement that we're going to hold up our aid package to you until you investigate this corruption.
Oh, yeah. And James, the you know, everything you're saying is perfectly logical. If as you portray the evidence that the incidents that transpired, that would be perfectly fine, ethical, legal, everything about it. But actually, as I understand it, Donald Trump was not proposing a quid pro quo. He was not proposing do this or you won't get this. He didn't propose that. And very importantly, the Ukrainians had no knowledge that there was any hold on monies. So there can be no quid if there's no quo. Some people have said it very well. There can be no quid if there's no quo. And but I like going back to where I think your thinking is, even if there were a quo for a quid, there's nothing wrong with that. That's what diplomacy actually is. That's what foreign relations are. That's what foreign aid is. It's not a handout. And so for the president to say, you know, I expect you to do this or that, that is totally normal. However, in this particular case, the president who withholds foreign aid money, which he views as welfare and wasted money, the president withholds foreign aid money regularly all around the world. That's his norm, actually, is, hey, wait a minute. Hold it there. Don't write that check quite yet. So he's doing that all the time. But in the case of the Biden story here, he was in Ukraine, apparently is up to its eyeballs in collaboration with the Hillary Clinton campaign, with the DNC, with the CIA. And so Donald Trump was merely he's talking personally with the president of Ukraine, Zelensky. And he says, will you look into this? Because, and I love what, was it Tammy Bruce who said this, or Sarah Carter on Fox, said, how else, who better to ask as to what's going on in Ukraine than the president of Ukraine? So the president's he's having a good conversation with Zelensky. They're getting along. The two guys like each other. He's saying, hey, what happened? President Zelensky, what happened in Ukraine vis-a-vis the 2016 election, including all these, you know, Hillary and Biden and all the rest of it. He didn't mention all the rest of it, but he said, if you would look into this, I would like to know what happened. And that's not only is that okay, is it not only legal for him to do that, to do anything other than that would be dereliction of duty. As president of the United States, if he gets wind that monies in the amounts of billions and hundreds of millions of dollars are being doled out to an American political figure or his son, it's his duty to inquire, please. And it's a courtesy. You ask the president of Ukraine. You don't send your own police forces into Kiev to investigate. You don't send your, you ask the, out of respect, you ask the Ukrainians, hey, put together, you know, tell us what happened with this. I mean, that's it. So we're James, let me say this. What's going on here? This is, you know, we're in La La Land. The demon rats are making things up. The whole thing, this is all out of 1984. This is all classic George Orwell. There is no there. There is no crime. There is nothing. This is deja vu all over again, as Yogi Berra would say. There's nothing there. What the media is demonstrating is their ability to whip up a frenzy out of thin air, to make up a scandal out of thin air where there's nothing there. So those people with clear heads who are watching this happen, like you and like the rest of the folks in the audience, it's just a matter of amazement. Like, what the hell is going on? Are these people nuts? Well, the answer to that question is, yeah, they are. And the, but anyway, go ahead, James. I'm sorry. I sidetracked your thought. Continue.
Well, no, all you did was basically continue my thought. That was going to be sort of my second point about what, once I had established this whole thing about that the quid pro quo is pretty much a standard part of international diplomacy, and even if Donald Trump had done that, had made that statement, had made that stipulation, it would be perfectly legal, perfectly normal. As you say, yes, he did not.
It would be normal. And James, to carry the picture further, this is something that folks, you know, need to, you know, we're all accustomed, getting accustomed to this fact. We don't have a civil government anymore. We don't have comity or collegiality. We don't have we have lost the norms, the ethical norms, because we are now in a civil war. So our government more closely resembles the relationship between the Mexican federal government, the Los Federales, and the cartels being the demon rats. And there's no collegiality between the cartels and the Federales. It's a war. I mean, for those Federales that are not corrupt, but it is a war.
Yeah.
And
and the cartels are winning.
Yeah. And what's that movie Fight Club, where they said in the Fight Club, the first rule is there are no rules. That's where we are. There are no rules for Chuck Schumer, for Nancy Pelosi, for Eric Swalwell in California. There are no rules. This is Fight Club. This is their cartel that they're running. And people show up here. I'll give you the kind of world that they're in. Here, let's. I'll connect something. You would say, well, does the story of a guy getting his hand cut off in England connect with this story? Yes, it does, because it illustrates that here's the headline on Breitbart. A 20-strong gang, and these look like Muslims, targeting a group of four white people who they called white bastards, cut off one of their hands with an axe. A 20-strong gang set upon four white tree surgeons in Rochdale, England, calling them white bastards and cutting off one of their workers' hands with an axe. 27-year-old Habibur Rahman of Rochdale gathered the mob after the workers had stopped him from abusing an elderly woman. Rahman insists that he had been disrespected on his territory, tracked the four white workers to the property they were working on in the rape gang blighted city, He blocked them in by parking his car across the driveway while his mob approached armed with weapons, including a claw hammer, knives, machetes, and the fateful axe. "I am not going to let them leave," Rahman said from his car. So I'm making the point here, folks. This is a war now. This is not just... What are the rules? No rules. "I am not going to let them leave," Rahman said from his car, calling them white bastards who were in, get this, his country. This Rahman guy said, "This is my country, England." This is testimony in court. "They're going to get what they deserve." Then one of the four white workers, 18 years old, stepping in between, trying to calm things down, and completely defenseless, suddenly he was slammed into, he had an axe slammed into his chest, smashed through his ribs, collapsing a lung. Then one of the Muslims did a 360-degree spin with the axe, aiming for his head. The white guy raised his arm to defend his head, and his hand was cut off. Can you believe that? The incident came to a close only when one of the white tree surgeons revved up a chainsaw. But that's the world we're living in now, James, where the civil, you know, there's no bridge between these sides. It's a war. And so this is the way they're, you know, if they could chop up Donald Trump, they would. And in fact, wasn't there was that actress who had an image on social media of Donald Trump's, an image of his head cut off, all bloody. And the left loved that.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah.
Yeah. And by the way, this is another thing I heard on Alex Jones, actually, a very good caller. Was talking about this, that he was talking about a Hail Mary move by the left. And, you know, so much of what we're doing, James, depends on the life and the well-being, the health of Donald Trump. Our enemies, you have to think that they have in play right now, that they are organizing ways that they could kill Donald Trump. That has to be happening. And that would be their move. In other words, if they can't impeach Donald Trump, if they can't beat him at the polls, they very well. I mean, they've done it to so many other people. So I just say to myself, I remember when we were talking about Donald Trump, you know, a couple of years ago, I said, please, Mr. President, don't go out in front of huge crowds. Use electronic, you know, wizardry to project an image out to the crowd where you're safely ensconced in some kind of a secure location, and be more secure. Don't take these huge chances. But you know, you get lazy when you get comfortable, when you get lucky. And so he's gone out in front of all these crowds, and nothing's happened. But when you look at the degree of hatred, these John Brennans and James Clappers. They're just like this guy, Rahman. They've got the same mentality as Rahman. And he's going to bring his gang, and they're going to swing their axes. So, boy, I don't know. You know, I know I'm bringing in some dour thoughts here onto the show today. But that's another one we've got to be ready for, folks. You know, heaven forbid that we should lose our leader. But we have to be ready if our enemies are certainly capable of doing it. And so, you know, if they see that it's, you know, how do we prevent such a thing? How do we help the president prevent it? One way you and I, James, can help prevent it is as if our enemies are made aware of the ferocity of our reaction if they take away our leader. The ferocity of our reaction. They need to be aware of that. That may deter them. And I hate to even bring this subject up, but you know, be realistic, folks. Think about things that really could happen. They've killed a bunch of people. Kennedy got killed. you know, think of a list of all the people who were killed. They were murdered. And so somebody has the ability to do that. Somebody has the ability with impunity to kill 3,000 of your fellow citizens in the World Trade Center and never be even investigated. The people who killed 3,000 of your fellow citizens in a 110-story horrible death have never been investigated. Think about it. That's mind-boggling. James Comey. No, excuse me. Robert Mueller, the head of the FBI, on September 11th, 2001, never investigated. What? Let's see where we are here. We're down to our last break. If you want to stick around, James, you're more than welcome to do so. We'll see you in just a moment, folks.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Yes, my opinion is all out of style.
Oh, but don't get me started, 'cause I can get right.
We're back, folks. We're in our last segment. I'll tell you, this has been a pretty gloomy show here today. Looking into the possibility that our enemies may get to our leader. Also looking into the possibility that our enemies may have gotten to us. They may have flooded our nations with so many people implacably hostile to us, at war with us, that we, that our options are severely restricted as to what we can do about it. These are two sobering thoughts. You just start clicking. I use the example of this poor teenager who had the hatchet or whatever it was coming down so fast, aimed at his head, it actually cut off his hand at the wrist. And he survived, but his hand will never work right. He tried to reattach it. But I'm looking at story after story in Britain where Pakistanis and other non-whites who flooded into Britain have the British people so afraid, terrified, that even the police terrified, that they will not investigate. The newspapers do not report the identity or description of the attackers, who are all non-white aliens, invaders to Britain, essentially all of them. Rape, murder, on a mass scale. People are not safe in Britain. I mean, this is mind-boggling. How did this happen? How did a country go to hell in a handcart? Their schools are not safe. Their neighborhoods are not safe. Murderous gangs rule the roost. Something wicked this way has come. And of course, Donald Trump is the reaction to that. That's why I've talked about ferocity, the fervor of Donald Trump's crowds. From whence does it come? It comes from our outrage at our civilization being pillaged. I love the verb chosen by Donald Trump. They're pillaging our civilization. They're terrorizing us. So, boy, there's never been a more critical time for you or me to be alive. No more time where make as much difference as you can. Wherever you're hearing these Patriot shows, this one or any others, shows better than this one, support those people who are putting up shows. Support the networks. And I'm being hosted by the Republic Broadcasting Network, but whatever channel is piping this information to you, support that channel as well. And let's fight, folks. Let's not go quietly into that dark night. I'll try to give you a more sunny show tomorrow. See you then.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.